Hello and welcome to another edition of your Wednesday Wisdom. I am your host, Rafi Martinez with Martinez Elite Fitness. And today is Wednesday, September 1st, 2021. And this is episode number 200. The episode that I have been kind of looking forward to and also dreading all in one. It is the episode where I decided that I'm going to step away from recording these. Because I kind of feel like I've said all I've had to say and that was worth saying. And actually kind of sad, to be honest with you. I was not sure about what I was going to talk about today. And I'm going to try to keep in line as much as I can with some of the notes that I've taken. But also, of course, to let you guys know what's coming this month. You guys are getting this in our newsletter. Because it is the first, so we'll be able to put that in the newsletter. So you have the list of things that we have going on this month. One of them being the Martinez Education Foundation 5K. I believe it's on the 26th. I don't have my calendar in front of me, but I believe it's the 26th. It's a Sunday, and I hope you sign up for it. Because it means a lot to the school district, which of course is the school, which of course is the kids, the children. Our future, right? So get signed up for it. And even if you don't go and participate, sign up for it. Donate if you can. But above all, like if you're able to go there, go. Because we like to have a large showing as far as our business is concerned. So that's going on this month. You will also see that, let's see here, our run clubs. We're going to continue those and our 10 rounds outdoors for the time being. And again, until we are forced inside. And as I'm flipping through, found my calendar. Just to give you an overview, September 4th will be at Morella Park Elementary. September 11th will be at John Muir Elementary. September 18th will be at John Sweat Elementary. And then September 25th will be at Rankin Park. And yes, the 26th is the MEF 5K. Come October, we're going to do our own 5K, and I hope that you can participate in that one as well. It's going to be for the Martinez Early Intervention Preschool. And if you've ever been a part of that, for the last 2 years, we've been able to raise and donate $4,000 to give to that preschool. And we look forward to matching that again this year. So if you keep a lookout for that and just know it's going to be in October, we'll give the dates and the times and the routes and everything. This will be the first time. It'll be a run club. It won't be held on a Sunday. It'll be a run club, and it'll be the first time that we ask that you pay to participate in that run club. But every single penny that we get is going to be donated and given to the preschool. All right. So that is that. I believe that is all. So, here we go. I have labeled this goodbye for now because I have no idea if or when this will come back, if I'll ever talk on my own podcast again, let alone anyone else's. And so I went back and forth with my wife about how and what I should say, what should I say, how should I say it. What should I touch on? And I really still, as I'm talking right now, have no idea. Because I wanted to tell everybody about my life, about my upbringing, because I think you all have gotten in pieces over the course of 200 episodes. But to really understand me and the way that I choose to run our business and the way that I choose to act and be the way that I am in front of everybody, like who I am. And we had some back and forth of if that would be a good idea or not, so on and so forth. So I think we're going to sprinkle in some of that to also sprinkle in a bunch of the things that are relevant right now. So right before I hit record, I also had the thought of what if I were to make this something that if my kids were to listen to it, later on in life, they could take it and utilize it in any aspect with finding their own career path, relationship help, all that kind of stuff. And the first thing that popped into my mind was that it's not supposed to be easy. And that it could be anything. Life usually isn't easy. Finding a job, a career path that you enjoy, that brings you joy, that gives you fulfillment, is not easy. Finding the right school, the right car, the right house, the right savings plan, whatever the it is, it's not going to be and it's not supposed to be easy. And I would like it if my children understood that they should not take the easy route. When I was born, I lived in these apartments that were behind the 7-Eleven on Pacheco, the one near Las Hanas Elementary School. My parents were young when they had me, young when they got married, and that was the place that we lived. We lived in these apartments behind 7-Eleven. So they're still there, so you can picture it. If you know the area, you know where it is. Growing up, I then lived in Vine Hill. Vine Hill, and I'm not talking the one off Morello. I'm talking the one where I live now. We'll call that the poor part of town when I was growing up. That's what I heard a lot of. We went to the poor school, quote unquote, the poor school, the Las Hanas Elementary, which now I don't think anyone uses that verbiage, but believe me, they used it back then. After that, I moved off Morello to Marie Avenue, where I spent a good chunk of my childhood, a great childhood, by the way. And I went to Morello Park when it first opened. I was a part of the first schooling there. And when I tell you I didn't fit in, I did not fit in. For a lot of different reasons, too. Schooling for me whenever was easy. I felt that I was dumb a lot. A lot of subjects I just felt dumb in. When I was in the second grade, I got hit by a car. And the day I got hit by a car, I wanted nothing more than to go to school. I'll never forget that. And thinking about it now, right, going to school is easy. That's an easy thing. But that day, the poor lady that hit me didn't make it so easy. And the type of, I guess the type of person that I am, I can't say that I was, because even in second grade, that's still a part of me. Here I was in second grade, I got hit by a car, and the first thing I wanted to do was just get to school. I told everybody throughout the ambulance ride, getting into the doctor's office, I will tell you now, I wasn't hurt at, really, I look at it at all, considering being in the second grade and getting hit by a car. But even those types of things, being born to a very young couple of parents and living in the apartments behind 7-Eleven, living in the quote-unquote poor part of town, being a part of the poor school, moving to an area where you didn't fit in well, getting hit by a car, and still wanting to do the thing that made me better. And that, at the time, was going to school. And although it's not the same, like what you want, whoever you are, you're going to have to work for it. Because again, it's not supposed to be easy. But then I touched on this last week. Once you obtain the thing, and in this case, I'll revert to talking about the gym. Once we got the thing, we had to work even harder to keep it. And that has been more apparent these last 16 months than of this whole time owning a gym, being my own boss, owning this business. So I would like anyone who listens to this, and especially if it's my kids at some point in their lives, I did not have a hard childhood, but it definitely wasn't easy. And if it had been, I don't think I'd be where I am right now, which is in a position where I own something that I enjoy doing. I love the interaction with people. I love seeing people get fitter and healthier. And if it was easy, I don't think I'd be here. I don't know where I'd be at all, but I don't think it would be here. And if so, when I graduated high school, I moved out of my house, my parents' house. So I was 18, barely 18, going to school, working, and drinking all day, pretty much, a lot, and everything. which is part of the reason why we're going on, no, I don't know, 12, 15 years of, I guess we'll call it being sober. I haven't had a drink in that long. I made it hard on myself, but it wasn't easy. Although there was some, that's self-inflicted, non-easy, right? But nonetheless, it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy to stop drinking. It wasn't easy to leave the group of friends that encouraged the drinking and the bad habits that that I had. So again, it's not supposed to be easy. At that time, it showed me a lot, though. When I quit drinking and I left the apartment that my buddy and I were renting together, when I left that place, my life started turning around, so to speak. I started dating my now wife. I started looking at health and wellness a little more, and it really sparked the now, the way that I think now. And again, I don't think I would be here if it wasn't for this other thing that wasn't quote unquote easy. So fast forward a few years, and since April 15th of 2014, we have owned the gym, and it's been our main source of income, the thing that pays our bills, since April 15th, 2014. I quit my job. We decided to run it from the garage. And then October of that same year, we found the location that we're in now. We went from 486 square feet in just a little less than a year, because we started it July 2013. And then April, I quit my job. October, so a little over a year, running it from the garage, 486 square feet. And sometimes, I think our biggest class, we had 25 people in it. That was a very busy day. And those were exciting times. So there we were, 2014, April 15th, quit the job, come down to the gym, to where we are now. I look at it with our shitty landlord, and we sign the lease. We then grow into what we are, what we have now. And I remember when I signed the lease, I walked out of the building, very excited, of course, and I snapped a photo of like the walkway walking towards the door. And I remember thinking, like, we are going to change everything and anything that we really truly want to about the health and wellness of this city, the way people think about fitness in this town. All of these thoughts were running through my head when I snapped this photo. And just recently, I said this little phrase to my wife, and she said, you really need to start putting that out on things. Make it a hashtag and do all those things. And that was locally grown, locally owned. We were recently asked to be in this video for one of our good friends. I went to high school with him, Alex Arginal. He's a real estate agent in town, and he had this videographer. I think he also went to Alhambra. And they put together this video for Alex's business, and he asked us if we could be a part of it. And we were so lucky to be asked that. And the video turned out awesome. If you haven't seen it yet, go check our Instagram, because it's on there. It is that whole locally grown, locally owned thing. Like, I'm very proud to have the opportunity to be born and raised in a city, go through schooling here, and then come back and open up a business that helps other people. And then see my good friends like Alex and Jess at Five Sons and Dennis, who I grew, I was neighbors with Dennis. I lived across the street from Dennis growing up on Marie Avenue. Just to see these businesses grow, and then to see downtown transform even from October of 2014, where it was still just bars and antique stores, to what it is now. And to see that my friends also had a part in changing that. I'm very proud to be here, and to have built what we have built, and to see my friends do the same. Right, we went from 486 square feet of a garage space to continuously growing into now about 3,000 square feet is what we have. When we were in our garage, we had dirt, no equipment, barely. Like, we had one kettlebell and really nothing. So we did a lot of bodyweight stuff early on to what we have now. We had a rig. We have all these machines. We have kettlebells for enough for so many people to join in, dumbbells, barbells, plates. Like, we have the space to do pretty much whatever we want, kind of, minus a pandemic. And our fitness had started off with bodyweight stuff, growing to other things, and then we moved down and got more space. We were able to add in barbell, more barbell movements and things like that, and we just kept growing and growing and building it differently and taking different turns in our fitness and to focus on, you know, certain movement patterns, things like that nature. And over the course of this 7 years, we have grown to know that fitness isn't always a race. In fitness, you don't always need a clock. In fitness, you don't need to always go your heaviest to get fit. You really don't need any of those. And as I think back through our transformations over the last 8 years, that is probably the most true statement that I've ever said, or concept I ever believed or thought of, or anything, was that you don't have to race a clock or go the heaviest to get fit. You don't have to race the person next to you to get fit. You just have to move. And that is no more apparent than right now. Than right now, where we are in a predicament where in the next few months, we might be asked to ask members and people who want to come into our doors to show us a card that they've been vaccinated. And I'm sharing this now because I feel like it's pretty important for you guys to understand that not only our business, but these businesses that my friends own, the businesses that have worked really hard to stay open the last 16 months to open and stay open for the last 5 years, five plus years, that a vaccination card at the door, if you don't have one and you can't patronize the business, then the business loses your money. The business loses your money. That means instead of being down only 10% this year, or the last 3 months, or whatever it is, or 16 months, they might be down now 25%, because those that have chosen not to be vaccinated can't give the business to the business. They can't give their money to the business. So here we are, starting from 486 square feet. And if we want to go back further than that, here we are starting in a shitty apartment above behind a 7-Eleven, to then going to one of the worst parts of town, to then 486 square feet of a garage, to 3,000 square feet, to being shut down, reopen, shut down again, in our garage again, back to the gym again, to now we're we might have to ask people to show something that they may not have. And if they don't have it, then that's even more money that we're not making. And now I'm going to bring this all together because it's not supposed to be easy. It's not going to be easy. And if you know somebody who owns a business, know that now more than ever, they're going to need your support and help, because although it's not supposed to be easy, it also shouldn't be this hard. Someone who has been kicked, beaten down, torn back and forth, do this, then do that, then you got to do this again. Like, seeing that firsthand, that's happened to us. Like, I feel for all these other businesses. And although we can maneuver and we can pivot and we can, you know, try new things, we can put things online. We now have over 360 workouts on our online platform. At the end of the day, it's not the same. And I can definitely feel for those businesses that would be affected just as much as we would be if this bill and this legislature all passes. So I'm not saying this to tell people what's right or wrong. I'm talking about this now because this is episode 200. This is something that I want my children to listen to, or my friends, or, you know, family to listen to and take away that it doesn't matter how you were, your upbringing was. It doesn't matter the hurdles that others try to throw in your way. Right now, we have people building speed bumps pretty much to slow us down as a business. That's what it feels like. And regardless, at the end of the day, it's not supposed to be easy. Easy is me closing our doors and finding some job at a fast food restaurant and calling it a day, calling it a life. I'm gonna say that again. Easy would be me closing the doors, going to find some job, and calling it a life. And that's not me. And I don't want it to be you. I don't want it to be my children. I don't want it to be my family, my friends. I don't want that for anybody. So with that said, if you are somebody who owns a business, if you are somebody who knows somebody who owns a business, and you need help, need to talk to anybody, somebody, even if you don't know me, I am more than willing to talk with you about anything. Doesn't have to be about business. Sure as fuck doesn't have to be about COVID. Sure as hell doesn't have to be about politics. But the conversation will be about how whatever it is we're going through is not supposed to be easy, because easy things don't build strong people. Strong people are built through trials and tribulations that people who want things to be easy or have things easy will never understand, and they will never be able to accomplish the things that those that don't have it as easy are able to. And there's nothing you can say to change my mind about that. And so for episode 200, I want you all to understand that this is goodbye for now. And if there's ever a time you need to have a kick in your ass, or just to hear me be mad, or don't forget, you can start back at episode 1 and listen all the way through again. Because although you might have listened to episodes number 1 through 199, you may have missed some things that were mixed in there. So as we close this up, guys, I want you to take into consideration the next few months of friends who own businesses, friends whose businesses might be affected by whatever is to come, and reach out. Make sure that they're okay. Ask them if they need anything. Sharing a Facebook post, liking something on Instagram, sharing something to Instagram, all of those things matter in the long run, and they mean the most in that instance because the owner sees that. So don't forget that either. I want to thank each and every one of you listening right now, because when I sat down and did this first episode of this podcast, one, I had no idea it would go 200 episodes or span the course of years. But it made me feel like I had an outlet that otherwise I would just keep these things in me and I would explode on people in certain circumstances and instances or randomly. And so thank you for listening, because it made me feel like I had somewhere to vent that helped me keep my head as level as possible, we'll say. So thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Whether you're a gym goer or not, I still truly thank you from the bottom of my heart for being there just listening. So that's it, guys. That's all I got for you today. That was episode number 200. And we'll see you around, hopefully at the gym. Have a great day, everybody. Happy Wednesday.